everybody, it is Brooke Ray, and welcome back to a new episode of Weirds, Wins, and Wows, the podcast where we look at the silly, shocking, and surprising stories of the last few weeks. This week, we talk a lot about animals. I'm not sure if you've heard of it, but there are many competitions. There was the Fat Bear Week in Alaska, and the World Worm Charming Championship in Cheshire. We also talk a little bit about yaks. Like, this is a really animal-heavy episode. But we have other things as well, like a mother winning a gaming tournament and a new breakthrough that might bring sci-fi directly to your phone. For those of you who don't know, every year, Alaska holds a Fat Bear Week competition, where they will produce pictures of some of the chunkiest bears out in Alaska. And then people will get to vote on who they think should hold the Fat Bear Week title. This year, the bear who got it is nicknamed 32 Chunk. He has been a longtime fan favorite. However, this is his first championship title. He bested the two-time champion named 128 Grazer. And the craziness about all of this is he somehow still managed to pack on the pounds despite incurring a broken jaw from a fight with potentially another bear. And I'm not sure if you've heard of this competition before. I heard about it a few years back from my partner's roommate, and I absolutely love it. I look into it every year and see the bears that win, and the bears are all so cute and so fluffy, and I highly recommend researching it if you have not experienced Fat Bear Week before. Moving right along, have you guys heard of the World Worm Charming Championship before? I definitely hadn't before researching for today's episode. It is apparently recognized as an international sport, which I don't think it really is one, but it's very silly. It's very, I wouldn't say heartwarming, it's just funny. So apparently what these people do is every single year since some point in the 80s, teams get together and they have 30 minutes to coax as many worms out of the ground as possible in their 3x3 meter plot. While digging and the use of water are strictly prohibited, there are many ways that people go about doing this. Some use vibrations, and there's a bunch of different ways you can do this. A really popular method is twanging, which is stabbing a garden fork into the ground over and over again to simulate the vibration. Some people do dancing or stomping in a variety of different footwears. Others prefer music. There was somebody who played a harmonica this year. Another group blasted heavy metal music. And the whole idea behind this is that worms are more tempted to come out of the ground when they sense these vibrations because their body thinks that it is rain falling. Wrapping up our talk of animals, this week in Ohio, 5 yaks escaped a ranch. They made it about a mile away where they found the perfect lunch on a local middle school field. And a few sixth grade teachers did notice them grazing on some grass. And police were called, the ranch was called, and they all went down and got to work trying to coax these yaks back into a trailer so that they could be taken to the ranch, and they failed for the most part. The yaks absolutely did not want to leave. They were so enamored with the field, and they wanted to do nothing but graze on the grass all day. No one was harmed, even though the kids were at lunch and people were out. No one was harmed. The yaks weren't harmed. And eventually they did go back to the ranch. It just took a little bit longer than expected. Some other stories that we have this week. We will start off with the mom who won the video game tournament. So she goes by the name Legion on Twitter. She competed in a Mortal Kombat XL tournament in Florida while holding her baby the entire time. She jokes that the only reason she won was because her baby was telling her how to play. And all in all, it's just, it's honestly really surprising. The mother had just undergone a C-section 5 days earlier. The baby was only 5 days old. She had just had a major surgery, and that makes it all the more inspiring. She won $28 and a free trip to DreamHack Atlanta, which is a gaming convention that goes on in Georgia in October. And in one of our final stories this week, scientists have found a way to include what they call holographic metasurfaces and combine them with OLEDs to potentially generate holograms in our phones. And I am extremely excited about this. This research comes out of the University of St. Andrews. I am not going to pretend that I understand the science that goes on behind this, but the researchers do say that when these two components, the HMs and the OLEDs, work together, it can actually modify the properties of light, and that the modifications to light would be able to create a pre-designed image on the other side, or a hologram. This is literally so cool. I would love to just be able to carry around my phone and to display holograms and stuff like that. I don't know what I would use the holograms for, but it is really cool. It is so cool. I am so excited for that. I thought we were done for the day, but I went back through my notes and I was missing a story. This article comes from the Good News Network, where it's talking about a study that was conducted that shows living with purpose can potentially protect your brain from dementia. This is new research out of UC Davis here in California, and in the Journal of Geriatric Psychology, they posted a study that followed 13,000 adults over age 45 for 15 years. So this is not a small study. It is a longitudinal study. And these researchers found that people who reported a higher sense of purpose in life were about 28% less likely to develop cognitive impairment, including dementia. The protective effect, I'm reading verbatim here from this article, the protective effect of having a purpose was seen across racial and ethnic groups. It also remained significant even after accounting for education, depression, and the APOE4 gene, which is a known risk factor for Alzheimer's disease. Which is super cool to think about. If you haven't already thought about what you want your purpose to be in life, and I say want because it is totally up to you, you might want to get to thinking about that, you know? No one wants to suffer from cognitive impairment or dementia. And that wraps up this week's Weirds, Wins, and Wows. If you guys have any stories that you would like to share, please drop them in the comments below or reach out on my socials, and you may be featured in next week's episode. If you want to follow me elsewhere, I also post content on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. I am working on a Patreon as well. All of the links will be down below. I thank you so much for connecting and for being here, no matter how you choose to connect. I will see you tomorrow with my next Rant Files episode.